Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Erica Penrod. How are you doing today, Erica?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, you're a little bit nervous, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so what are we talking about today? What are you involved in now?
We are working with 8 Weeks of Hope.
8 Weeks of Hope. What's 8 Weeks of Hope?
It is a community project that has been set up to help families who need assistance with household things that they can not do themselves.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and 8 Weeks of Hope is working through what? Who set up 8 Weeks of Hope? Or was it just you?
I set it up.
It's just you.
Yes. A bunch of volunteers.
Oh, okay. So, well, congratulations. You get something up and off the ground.
Thank you.
So, 8 Weeks of Hope. How did you come up with the name 8 Weeks of Hope?
Well, in October, my husband and I went to Houston with 8 Days of Hope.
Okay.
And that is a wonderful organization, and anybody that's would like to do missionary work, that is a great project to do. But with that, I saw the need, and I'm like, there are people in our community that we can help. And mm-hmm. at that time, we had 8 weeks until Christmas, so we did a play off of that and went with 8 Weeks of Hope. And we're hoping to get everything finished by Christmas.
Okay, so there are projects in the works right now, is
yes.
what you're saying. Okay. All right, Erica, we will talk more about 8 Weeks of Hope and more about you and what's going on here in the community in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Hey, here's the thing. Your most powerful wealth-building tool is your income. And when you get rid of debt, you now have control of your income. And you lower the risk in your life. You get your life back. Oh, man, there's nothing like having a paid-for house. Walk through the backyard with your shoes off. The grass feels different under your feet. It's a different thing. The borrower really is slave to the lender. It's not a joke. It's real.
Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Erica Penrod, and she is with a group she started called 8 Weeks of Hope. Is it a group? How big is 8 Weeks of Hope right now? How many people?
Right now we have somewhere between 12 and 15 individuals that are helping with the projects, and then we have a lot of people that have helped with donations.
Okay, so where are you getting donations at?
That is coming from churches and different organizations. We did a fundraiser where we sold shirts, so that brought in some money. Right now that's...
And then, so you did 8 Days of Hope in Houston, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you do on 8 Days of Hope in Houston, Texas?
There we went into people that had been affected by Hurricane Harvey, and we helped rebuild their homes. We were on a crew that did the finishing work.
Okay.
So we laid flooring and did trim work and hung doors. And
oh, okay. All right. And it was inspirational for you, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And so now you come back, and what made you leap from 8 Days of Hope to 8 Weeks of Hope?
Like I said, it's just I wanted to help the members of our community, because I know there are a lot of people that need assistance, and they don't know where to go, or they don't know who to ask. So we've been trying to get the word out to the different organizations, and that is how we are getting the names for the people that we're doing.
Okay. So your names are being passed down to you from other organizations.
Yes.
To help. Well, what kind of things are you doing here? I guess you're in all Wayne County.
Yes.
All right. So what are you doing here in Wayne County?
Right now we're helping a family that hasn't had sewer or water since August, and they have a couple children that's under the age of 5. So we're trying to help them get that restored.
Okay.
And then the other project is we're laying flooring, and we redid a bathroom so that they could have a second usable bathroom.
Oh, okay. All right. So when they get the water restored, or is that a different?
That's a different.
Different project.
Right.
You're working at two sites.
Two sites.
Okay.
The second family is a family of 8. So.
Oh, okay. And so Do you have enough volunteers to work at two sites, or are you hoping to expand the volunteer base so that you can work at more than two sites?
We are definitely hoping to expand. It's the volunteers we have right now have been putting in a lot of hours, so extra help is always nice.
All right. So what do you do besides this?
Besides this, I work at Career Development Center.
Okay. All right. So you work at CDC.
Yes.
Because it's the place to be.
That's right.
Okay. And did this 8 weeks of hope, did that kind of come out of working with CDC? Or is it just something completely different?
Right. It's more of just my background. You know, I'm a Christian person, and I believe in helping other people.
All right. And then, so now you decided when you came back from Houston, you're going to do 8 weeks of hope. And so how did that go over in the house?
Oh, my husband is very supportive.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes. He was actually the one that pushed us to do the 8 days of hope, because I was like, I don't think this is my cup of tea, but I loved it.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's very hands-on about it.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So what was the first kind of the first meeting between you and your husband where you go, you know what, I'd like to do this sort of in an expanded version here in Fairfield?
He is used to be throwing out crazy ideas, so once I threw it out, he goes, I think that's a good idea. So
he just clambered on. And what is he doing now?
He has been, like, his day job or helping with?
Helping with.
He has been hands-on working in ditches trying to dig out sewers, and he's been helping me with painting, and so... He's just been helping a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. So did he help you gather up your volunteers, your initial workforce?
I've pretty much been the person that's been in charge of organizing everything, and then he's the one that's kind of planning and making sure I get everything I need to get and have all the supplies.
Okay. So you're the organizer, and he's in charge of. He's in charge of supplies. I've lost the word now. anyway, all right. So now, is this just until Christmas, or are you going to start another 8 weeks after Christmas?
We are hoping to continue this. We will probably wait till the weather warms up a little bit before we start another project, but hopefully this summer we can start at least one more.
And what about... all right, well... I tell you what, we're getting to the end of the first segment, so we'll leave that question for just a few moments. We're talking to Erica Penrod from 8 Weeks of Hope. It's her very own charity kind of thing. Work opportunity. We'll call it a work opportunity here in Wayne County, and you can be a part of it too. I guess they just call you, right?
Right, or I have a Facebook page that's called 8 Weeks of Hope.
Okay, so you can go to either... you can either go to the CDC and talk to her there. You can find her phone number, I'm sure, someplace. And the Facebook page is there. And get in touch with her and volunteer. Find out where you can volunteer here in Wayne County with 8 Weeks of Hope. We'll be back in just a moment with Erica and find out more about 8 Weeks of Hope.
I don't care enough about Colin Kaepernick to care that he takes a knee. The thing that aggravates me is that he and the social justice warriors think that free speech means it's free from anyone disagreeing with you and free from any consequence. Like, well, we can say whatever we want. Well, I disagree with you. You're a fascist! Quit trying to suppress my speech! It means it's free from being disagreed with! Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Erica Penrod with 8 Weeks of Hope. It is a work opportunity that she started, volunteer work, and right now you're doing two projects. Are these your first two projects?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So you're helping with water and sewer.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can't tell me, please don't tell me anybody's name, but Is that in the city or is that in the county? Or
that's in the city.
Okay. So somebody in Wing,
in Fairfield,
is living without water and sewer. Okay. That's one of those things that surprises me, like the fact that 10% of the population can't read properly. That also shocks me, too. And then what's the other project?
The other one's in the county, and that is working on, we're working in their home.
In their home.
Yes.
And it's a family of eight, and you're adding a bathroom.
Right. They have a bathroom, but we are, it wasn't usable, so we are making it operational.
Oh, okay. All right. So what kind of people do you need for projects that are lining up for you?
We just need people that are willing to work.
Okay.
They do not have to be skilled. We will train anybody. I actually helped two guys learn how to lay down vinyl flooring the other day. So.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to have any particular skill to begin with. Huh?
Right.
All right. What kind of volunteerism are you getting?
You got
about 15 volunteers, right?
Right.
Okay. So where do they come from?
They come from our community.
Just friends?
Right.
Just happen to know.
Right. Most of them are church members.
Okay.
So what's one church? One of the homes, I attend the Wesleyan Church.
The Wesleyan Church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then one of the homes that we're working on, her church members had came to help also. And then she had a neighbor that came and joined us.
So, oh, okay.
So it's just...
So it's attractive to people to help out, huh?
Right.
Okay. But it's not confined to the Wesleyan Church.
You
take people from anywhere, right?
I'm hoping this is a totally community thing. We want this to be a community outreach.
Community outreach. Okay. So now you and your husband come back from Houston. You decide, okay, 8 weeks of hope. That's what we're going to do. 8 weeks till Christmas. How did you find these two projects?
I had put it on Facebook that we were starting it. I had outlined the whole plan for the 8 weeks.
Okay.
So we asked, the first thing we did was ask for a list of individuals, if anybody had someone they wanted to nominate. I had a form on there and they could do that. A few of the local businesses got involved and nominated some names.
Okay.
And so that's where we started.
That's where you started. Mm-hmm. And then you sifted through the nominations and you came up with two.
Right.
Okay. What did, are businesses helping you out or by providing things at a lower cost because?
Not yet. That will,
That's around
get
the corner.
There.
That's the next step you
yes.
need to make, huh?
I'm hoping.
Okay. All right. So then did you have a fundraiser? You sold the shirts first.
Yes.
Okay. So was a t-shirt fundraiser enough money to tackle these two projects?
No, it wasn't. Like I said, we sold t-shirts and hoodies, and it was a small drop in the bucket, but
okay.
most of the money has came from individuals and organizations that have
okay.
provided.
All right. So you went out to organizations and talked to them about 8 Days of Hope?
I didn't. I asked some individuals that I'm friends with that helped me get everything going. So
you have a publicity team is
yes.
what you're saying. You have people.
Right. There's been a lot of support.
You have people for that, right?
Right.
It's great to have people for that. So they went out and they talked to different organizations and they brought in some money for you. Was cost a concern?
Yes. I set up an initial budget of $2,500.
Okay.
To try. We were originally going to try to get another bedroom where they could stay, where the one home can stay in their bedroom too.
Right.
We didn't make enough funds for that, but we raised about $1,800.
So. Oh, okay. All right. And you're splitting it
between the two. Yes.
Okay. And a lot of the work is just manual labor.
Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at what the next project is going to be already, or
no,
do you know what it's going to be?
We don't know what it's going to be.
You
yet.
Don't know what it's
no.
going to
we'll
be.
We'll do another nomination form probably this spring,
okay.
early summer. even if it's just helping people with their yard work and keeping that, you know.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right. So the nomination form is on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And you'll put it up again when the time draws near. Are you going to keep it 8 weeks? Or?
We might change it to Neighbors Helping Neighbors because that's really what we are.
Okay. All right. So and then if you change it to Neighbors Helping Neighbors, then, you know, there's no time frame involved.
Right.
All right. Are you going to have the two projects done by Christmas?
It depends on the weather for the one.
Okay.
It keeps hindering our progress. And then the other one, we're hoping we get finished this coming Saturday, but it might have to spill over to the next Saturday. But I think we will get finished with that one by Christmas.
All right. So if you get done this Saturday, you have, you know, more people to work on the first project.
Right.
Right? Okay. All right. We are talking to Erica Penrod. She has started 8 weeks of Hope here in Fairfield. They got two projects going on. They're trying to get done by Christmas. And you can find out more on Facebook or talking to her. She's at the CDC. And we will be back in just a few moments with Erica Penrod here on the Community Connection.
What is smart?
I am Rush Limbaugh.
Who is forever vigilant?
Doing everything I can to save the country and serve America.
Saying what needs to be said.
America's truth detector.
Where can you get the cold, hard facts?
And be happy at the same time.
For 3 hours a day.
Keeping people glued to their radios.
And then
you will be free to go.
The Rush Limbaugh
Radio Program.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Erica Penrod. She has started 8 weeks of Hope here in Fairfield. They got two projects going on. They're hoping to get done by Christmas, just helping out some families. One didn't have water or sewer, and the other they're working on laying some flooring and stuff, and that one's out in the county. All right, so when did you go to Houston? What day was when was that? Was that like 6 months ago? Was that a year ago?
No, it was in October.
October?
Yes.
Okay. So in 3 months, you put this together. Two and a half.
Well, in 9 weeks.
Because
when I got it off the ground, we had 8 weeks until Christmas, and I had about a week to prepare before that.
Oh, okay.
Nothing like waiting till last minute.
Yeah. Well, of course. You got to do it at the last minute, otherwise
right.
It won't get done. So just in 9 weeks, you started this whole... What's been the biggest surprise so far? 8 weeks of Hope.
Just the amount of people that are willing to help. Like I said, whether it's financially or getting out there and doing the labor,
uh-huh.
It's good to see that.
Oh, okay. All right. How are we going to open this up to more people in the county? What do you see happening in the next year?
I'm hoping as these projects finish up and people see that we're legit and we're doing what we're supposed to do,
right.
That they'll be more willing to help out. Word of mouth is always the good publicity, and then of course your show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, when I heard about it, I heard it from Philip. Philip told me about it, and he told you to tell me about it. So now here we are talking about it. And you know, anytime you're ready to talk about it, anything you want to do an update, we can do that. Okay?
Thank you.
You just feel free. Let's talk about your volunteers. Are they all men? Are they men and women? Are you looking for kids? What?
Men and women. As we get to the summer projects, I'm hoping we can do things that will get the youth involved.
Okay.
Like I said, especially if we're doing yard work or something, there's no reason they can't come out and help.
Right.
Painting. One of the homes, her daughter is in her teens, and so she's been helping us paint.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, anybody can help.
And what kind of projects are you looking for doing?
Whatever needs done. Like, I know from experience where I work that there are people who live in homes that their floors are caving in or, you know, their roofs are falling in, and they just don't have the funds to do that. It could just be a medical issue has arrived and, you know, something happened. So it's just, we want to help people that just need a a boost at the time.
Okay. All right. And that's the only reason you're doing it?
Yes.
And you're not getting paid back? You're just...
No.
You're getting paid back at the time by handshakes and smiles.
Right.
Okay. The warm glow of victory, right? All right. So what does 8 weeks of hope need right now?
Right now we need volunteers to help, especially get these projects finished before Christmas.
Okay.
We'll always need additional funds to come in so that we can continue to do these projects in the future.
Okay. All right. So let's work on volunteers. How do people volunteer other than going to Facebook or finding you at the CDC?
Right. Right now, those are the two main ways to do it. If they know somebody that's involved, they can let them know, and they'll let me know. And I always
find somebody with an 8 weeks of hope shirt on, sweater on. Just tag them and go, "Hey."
Right. Right.
And me too.
I always list what jobs are available. Like when I finished Saturday, I did an update Monday morning and listed what we still had to do.
Okay.
So
that's all on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay. So the main way to help is to stay in touch with the Facebook page.
Right.
That is an incredible tool, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I don't know what we did without it.
I don't know. Somehow we all grew up without it. And, we turned out so-so. Get to the Facebook page, and it is 8 weeks of hope on Facebook.
Correct.
Okay. It's not something Erica Penrod's 8 weeks of hope. Okay. Now do you want to kick off in the spring, or have you even planned a next project kickoff date?
We have not planned a next project kickoff date. We're just trying to get through this one first.
Get through the first one and then see how
right.
it goes.
Okay. But we're hoping late spring, early summer.
All right. How do the volunteers feel about the first two projects? Where they are in the middle of the first two projects?
Right. I think that they're all, the ones that have been there the whole time, they're so willing to help. And they've been really encouraging. They've been out there trying to help other people join us. And so they're very supportive. And
okay. Do you have... people with special skills that are helping out, going, if we lay this floor this way, it's much better than just throwing it down.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We are hoping that some of those people will join us.
Eventually.
Right. Right now, they're just going off of what little skills we have, the volunteers have.
Oh, okay. All right. But it's not that they're totally unskilled. They can work a hammer and a screwdriver and a shovel, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's basically all you need, really, huh?
Right.
Okay, we're coming down to the end. I told you it'd be over before you knew it. So what do you think the future is for 8 weeks of hope?
I am hoping to do at least 4 to 5 projects a year. If we have additional funding and additional volunteers, then hopefully we can get a few more. And it depends on what type of jobs those are, too.
Okay. All right. So your goal would be 8 projects in a single year.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Well, in 9 weeks, you did 2. So it looks like an achievable goal.
Right.
You're going to have a plan beyond that, okay?
As long as I don't wear out the current volunteers. So that's why we need more volunteers.
There we go. All right. We've been talking with Erica Penrod with 8 Weeks of Hope, and you can contact them on their Facebook page, 8 Weeks of Hope. And also, Erica is at the CDC, so you could stop in and see her there. You're at the main plant building there.
Yes.
Across from CVS, right?
No, we're at the main office.
You're at the main office?
By Wadi.
By Wadi. Okay. Out on the other side of La Fuente.
Yes, past Walmart.
Past Walmart in there.
Okay. It's across the road from Five Brothers.
Right. Exactly. All right. Erica, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And good luck.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for today.